ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 15, Text 26, Parasuram, the Lord's Warrior, Incarnation. Avirdhanim Rishir Darpan Naran Hartum Achodayat Te Cha Mahishmatim Ninyu Savatsam Krandatim Balat. Actually, that's Balat. Avirdhanim Rishir Darpan Naranhartum Achodayat Techa Mahishmatim Ninyu Savatsam Krandatim Balat Avirdhanim Rishir Darpan Naranhartum Achodayat Techa Mahishmatim Ninyu Savatsam Krandatim Balat. Savatsam Krandatim Balat. Vinrishir Darpan Naram Hartim Achodayat Techa Mahishmatim Ninyu Savatsam Kanditim Balat Avirdhanim Rishir Darpan Naram Hartum Achodayat Techa Mahishmatim Ninyu Vatam Kanditim Balat Avirdhanim Rishir Darpan Naram Hartum Achodayat Techa Mahishmatim Ninyu Savatsam Pratim Balat. Matajis. Avirdhanim Rishir Darpan Maranartum Achodayat Techas Mahishpatim Ninyu Savatsam Kanditim Balat Avidanim the Kamadenu Rishe of the great sage Jamadagni Darpat because of his being puffed up with material power. Naran, all his men, soldiers. Hartum, to steal or take away. Achodayat, encouraged. Te, the men of Kartavirya Arjun. Cha, also, Mahishmatim, to the capital of Kartavirya Arjun. ninyu brought savatsam with the calf, krandatim crying, balat because of being taken away by force. Translation. Being puffed up by material power, Kartavirya Arjuna encouraged his men to steal Jamadagni's Kamadhenu. Thus, the men forcibly took away the crying Kamadhenu, along with her calf, to Mahishmati, Kartavirya Arjuna's capital. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word Havirdanim is significant in this verse. Havirdanim refers to a cow required for supplying havis or ghee for the performance of ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices. In human life, one should be trained to perform yajnas. As we are informed in Bhagavad Gita, yajnartat karmano nacha lokoyam karma bandhanaha. If we do not perform yajna, we shall simply work very hard for sense gratification, like dogs and hogs. This is not civilization. A human being should be trained to perform yajna, yajnat bhavati parjanya. If yajnas are regularly performed, there will be proper rain from the sky. And when there is regular rainfall, the land will be fertile and suitable for producing all the necessities of life. Yajna, therefore, is essential. For performing yajna, clarified butter is essential. And for clarified butter, cow protection is essential. Therefore, if we neglect the Vedic way of civilization, we shall certainly suffer. So-called scholars and philosophers do not know the secret of success in life, and therefore they suffer in the hands of prakriti nature. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai sarva, karmani sarvasaha. Nonetheless, although they are forced to suffer, they think they are advancing in civilization. Ahankara vimurata ma kartaham iti manyate. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore meant to revive a mode of civilization in which everyone will be happy. This is the motive of our Krishna consciousness movement. Yajne sukena bhavantu. Avirdanam risher darpan naran antu artum achodiyat techa mahishmatim ninyu savatsam krandatim balat. Being puffed up by material power, Kartavirya Arjuna engaged his men to steal Jamadagni's Kamadhenu. Thus the men forcibly took away the crying Kamadhenu, along with her calf, to Mahishmati, Kartavirya Arjuna's capital. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmiritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So herein, Srila Prabhupada is pointing out in his purport, if we neglect the Vedic way of civilization, we shall certainly suffer. So-called scholars and philosophers do not know the secret of success in life. So this is saying that the secret of success in Krishna consciousness, in spiritual life, is to follow the Vedic civilization. Jagadana tapa, performing sacrifice, giving charity, and performing great austerities. Yajna, dana, tapa. This is the meaning of Vedic civilization. Not that we follow modern Western civilization just because we're born in the West or we like the West. The spiritual way of life is given. The ancient yajnas, the actual tapasya, tapasa brahmacharjena, samena cha, damena cha, tyagena satya, sochavyam, yamena niyamena va. Tapasa brahmacharjena, one should live a life of austerity, beginning with brahmacharya. Tapasa brahmacharya, samena cha, damena cha, controlling the mind, controlling the senses. Not that we let the mind and sensors wander anywhere and everywhere and think that this is spiritual life. The modern day yogis, they perform some gymnastic maneuvers, putting the body in different pretzel positions and think that this is the Vedic way of civilization, or this is the ancient form of yoga. But actually, as Srila Prabhupada pointed out yesterday in his lecture, yoga means controlling the mind, controlling the senses. Samena cha, damena cha, chagena satya sochabhyam means from wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one brings it back under the control of the self. Prabhupada said in his lecture yesterday, this is yoga. This is yoga. Not the pretzel. That's a form of physical hatha yoga. Actual yoga, bhakti yoga, means tapo divyam putrakayena sadyam sudyat yasmat brahma sokyam tonantam. That one has to perform. Rishabhdev was teaching his sons, Nayam deho deha bhajan riloke kastan karmanarhate bidbujamye tapo divyam putrakayena sadyam sudyat yasmat brahma sokyam tonantam. My sons, my dear sons, he told them, in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, now that you have reached this human form of life, which is Durlava Manava Janma, very difficult, so many 8,400,000 species, to come to the human form of life is very rare. Therefore, don't waste this human form, he says. Nayam deho deha bhajan riloke kastan karman arhate bidbujamje. Don't act like the Veda Bujamis, the hogs and dogs that eat stool. I know I've told before, the first time I went to a Krishna temple, I was 15 years old, and my friends were 16. We had driven from Chicago to Montreal. We took the car and we ran, without parents knowing, to another country, a foreign country. Montreal was about, I think, 800 miles, 1,000 miles. When we got there, what did we do? 1968, I think. We went downtown, and who was there? Hare Krishnas. Chanting, dancing. One Mataji, she sat me down for at least 2 hours and preached to me about Krishna consciousness. She was there in Montreal, 68. Her name is Urvasi. She still comes to our temple, lives in Ojai, and still is a good devotee of Lord Krishna. They brought me to the temple there, and at the temple, it was a bowling alley in Montreal. 4 lanes bowling alley. I think they covered the gutters, if you know bowling. So I was in lane 2, I believe. Maybe it was 3. They invited us. We had stayed up all night. We went to Mangal Arti. The girl had told me, I was a 16-year-old boy, you could come to my place and I'll meet you 4:30 in the morning. So I was thinking like any rascal 16-year-old Western boy. Oh, that would be nice. We get to her place. It's the Krishna temple. And I'm sitting in lane 3. And the Artik is going on. Me and my friends are the only people there. There's 3 of us. And the person who's performing Artik is chanting, Samsara Dava Navalida. No one else was there. She wasn't there. But afterwards, he brought us in a little room and brought out a big bowl of halava. We all ate halava up to the neck. I think it was blueberry. Maybe date halava, I can't remember. And they put on a reel-to-reel tape of Srila Prabhupada. And I couldn't understand. I was a young man, young boy, high school sophomore. And Prabhupada was giving heavy lecture, 1968, on the reel-to-reel. But we did hear one thing Prabhupada repeated in his lecture several times. They are acting like hogs and dogs. Prabhupada said it a few times. Don't be a hog and a dog. So when my friends, all 16-year-olds, got back in the car to go back to Chicago, the only thing we were saying, and it was very Krishna conscious, and actually we gained great spiritual advancement, I believe, from it. We weren't chanting Hare Krishna. We weren't chanting Samsara. But we were pointing at each other and saying, you are acting like a hog and a dog. Don't be a hog or a dog. We were just boys and we remembered it. To this day, when Prabhupada says, they are acting like hogs and dogs, I'm like, wow, I've known that for 50 years, almost 50 years. So this is truth of Krishna consciousness. Rishabhdev says, don't act like the hogs and dogs that eat stool. This human form of life is meant for tapo divyam putrakayena sadyam sudyadyasman brahma sokyam twanantam. This human form of life is meant for divine austerities which purify the soul, purify the heart from our attachment. Prabhupada says here in the last sentence of the purport that this is the motive of our Krishna consciousness movement. Jagye sukena bhavantu. The Mayavadi class has a very similar saying. Loka samasta sukino bhavantu. Prabhupada sometimes has quoted that. It's a Vedic saying. Same thing. Yagye sukena bhavantu. That our goal is that everyone be happy and peaceful. Human form of life means we should be happy and peaceful. But we can't be happy and peaceful as long as we are holding on to the enemies of the soul. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the enemies of the soul are pointed out as 6. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, and Matsarya. You should learn. Kama, lust. Krodha, turns into anger. Lobha, greed, greediness. Moha, illusion. Mada, madness. Matsarya, envy. Nunam pramatakurute vikarma. Srila Prabhupada quoted the other day in class. They're mad. after sense gratification. People are mad. They'll do anything. Kill a brother for sense gratification. Step on anyone's toes, brown suede shoes, for their own sense gratification. This is materialistic society. This is Western civilization. This is the civilization, culture that we grew up in. But Vedic civilization, Srila Prabhupada points out, as stated in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, only second verse, Dharma Projita Kaitavotra Paramo Nimatsaranam Satam Vedyam Vastavam Atra Shivaram Tapot Trayomulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimva Pair Ishwaraha Sadhyo Rudi Avarujitetra Kriti Bhi Shushukshibi Takshanat. Dharma Projita, so-called religion, false religion, Kaitava Dharma, bogus religiosity, is kicked out by Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma Projika Kaitavotra. Paramo Nirmat Saranam. That same word, we just said, Kama Krodha Lobha Moha Matsarya, envy of other living entities. Nirmat Saranam means no Matsarya. Prabhupada translates it as pure heart. Pure heart means free from envy. In this material world, in our Western culture, I envy you, you envy me. That's actually the substance, sum and substance of Western civilization. I want a big skyscraper, you have the big skyscraper, I want it for myself. You have a nice car, I want a better car. You have a nice house, I want a house. Your wife is very adorable, I want more adorable. That's called Matsarya, envy of other living entities. What they have, I want. But Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma Projita Kaitavotra Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam, is free from Matsarya, free from envy. There's no envy. Devotee is distributing 100 books. Brand new devotee. I want to distribute 100 books. There is a, you can utilize that feeling for Krishna's service. Somebody is doing nice puja. I also would like to do very nice puja. That's not envy. That's transcendental, because Krishna is in the center. I'm not the center. It's not a, what do they call? Nihilistic philosophy of me being in the center. It's Krishna in the center. Therefore, someone's doing something nice, we honor them. So-and-so opened a temple in Grass Valley. Very nice. I should be able someday to open a temple. Someone distributed 100 books. I wish I could distribute 100 books. Someone is chanting nice kirtan. Oh, I have to practice to chant nice kirtan. I have to have mridanga lessons to learn how to play mridanga nicely in the kirtan. That is not envy. That is transcendental. So our Krishna consciousness movement, the philosophy is nirmatsaranam satam. That people become non-envious. And non-envy doesn't mean just in one's activities, but one has to train the mind. If the mind wanders here and there, one has to bring it back under the control of the self. our minds should actually be engaged. In this material world, everyone is planning, making a great plan for sense gratification. How I can obtain more money. How I can get a better situation in my material life. But in Krishna consciousness, one utilizes, Srila Prabhupada has said, we shall utilize all the principles of the materialistic persons only for the purpose of Krishna. So we can visualize the performance of service. When I was young, in high school, we were on a sports team. On the way to the meets, the sports meets, the coach, who was NCAA heavyweight champion from Northwestern University, our coach taught us, you close your eyes on the bus ride or before the meet, and you visualize combating your opponent. He'll make this move, I'll make that move. He'll do this, I'll do that. It's called visualization. How we can utilize in Krishna consciousness, we have the story, I believe it's in Krishna book. There was an old Brahmin. He was very poor and couldn't afford very much. Couldn't do very much service for Lord Krishna. But he would visualize, meditate. He was cooking a feast for the Lord. And in his meditation one day, he was heating up the milk for Lord. What was it? Sweet rice. Sweet rice. He made a wonderful preparation, heating up the sweet rice very nice. And as he was heating the sweet rice in his visualization, stirring the sweet rice, he had to check if it was hot yet. So he put his finger, just a tip, into the sweet rice. And his meditation was broke because in his visualization, he burned his finger. And lo and behold, when he came out of his visualization, his finger was a little bit burnt from the heat of the meditative sweet rice. So Srila Prabhupada states that meditating on service, that is also service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. So if we meditate on the service that we're going to perform, I'm going on Sankirtan, I'll set up the table like this, I'll approach the people like this, I'll try to make some comments like this, and we visualize our service. This is Krishna consciousness. This meditation will keep us free from matsarya, kama, krodha, lobha, mada, matsarya. Sometimes we're put in difficult situations that Krishna uses as a test. Sometimes it's a physical situation. We had to go last year to a book fair. I had just been operated on, and I was not in good shape. But we had to be at the book fair. Archita Prabhu was there. We're going again next week. Next week is not a physical, but there's some other impediments we've encountered. But last year, we meditated on the drive down how we can perform the service without standing up. And we knew because they had just performed some cutting that they gave us a bottle of painkillers because it was very painful. So I was meditating, okay, how am I going to do this? And I thought, well, every so often I'll take a painkiller and I'll just sit and all I have to do is talk and hand people one book, it can be done. Archita Prabhu looked at the bottle. He said, hey, you can take 2 painkillers every 4 hours or 6 hours. We didn't want to abuse, but somehow or other, the show became very successful. Professors from all over the country got our books and were very happy to see our booth of Hare Krishna, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. So Krishna may put us in a situation, physical or mental, but one has to meditate how one can perform the seva despite some inconvenience or some seeming disturbance, seeming difficulty. The boys were going to the campuses. Very difficult to go to the campus and wander. So they meditated and came up with a book table. And now they distribute 3 times as many books at the book table. They were thrown out of the airport, LAX. You can't come here anymore. Judge finally said, out, after 30 years. Devotees like, oh my God, what are we going to do? They meditated. They visualized. I can go here. I can go there for Krishna. I'll try like this. We'll get a permit and go downtown. We'll go to campuses. And now they're distributing more books than ever, especially here in Los Angeles. So this meditation on service is as good as service. And one should keep it to become free from this envy and give that science of chanting, dancing, Prabhupada's books, meditation, not on myself. Krishna, he sat down and meditated on himself. But Prabhupada points out, not that we sit down and meditate on myself. We go sometimes to yoga studios and they say, now everyone, sit and meditate on yourself. And I'm sure some people, well, today I went to the mall and I got a new purse, picked up some socks, and now I'll be able to work out better at the gym. Maybe I'll go to yoga. There's a lot of girls over there. 5 girls to every guy. That's not the meditation. That's not meditation. Meditation means Krishna meditation. Krishna meditated on himself. We meditate on Krishna. We don't meditate on ourselves. So this is our Vedic civilization. We should practice it very thoroughly and give it to others to make them Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu Yage Sukhena Bhavantu, to make them very happy, ourselves happy, and others also happy and peaceful. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. We're also, besides the Mridanga class, going to start a shloka class, which we're going to memorize shlokas and learn shlokas from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. We'll wait till Savas Prabhu gets back to find out when that will be possible. But we want you all to be vibrating mantras in your head 24 hours a day. We learned when I was a new bhakta, we chanted the first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam every day for 3 months, so that even when we went to the shower, in our mind was the Srimad Bhagavatam verses. So we want to learn like that. All glories to Guru and Rama. Coming to a temple near you. And Mridanga class. Thursday's free or no?
Yeah, Thursday's 6:30.
So it's not Govardhan Puja?
Is it? I thought it was.
think it's Thursday.